Recently, the New York Times confirmed a rumor that the Koch brothers, the duo of conservative businessmen turned behind-the-scenes policymakers, are considering buying some daily newspapers owned by the troubled Tribune Company. On their shortlist, the Baltimore Sun, the LA Times, the Chicago Tribune, the Hartford Courant, and the Orlando Sentinel. The Koch brothers aren't just businessmen. They run some of the most powerful political action committees in the country and are associated with the American Legislative Exchange Council, a secretive private club that helps wealthy businessmen buy access to elected officials. One of the specialties of ALEC is the writing of so-called model bills for legislators containing the organization's platforms. The Kochs spend millions on state and national political races through political action committees and steered hundreds of millions of dollars toward conservative causes during the 2012 election cycle. And if they own your daily newspaper, that makes their job that much easier. They can now make sure their point of view is delivered to your doorstep disguised as news. People I've talked to about this have seemed pretty unfazed by it. There's always bias in the media, they tell me, and they inevitably point to Rupert Murdoch as the example. But this isn't about bias. It's about media independence. If the Koch brothers can't get their way into the media the traditional way, by courting reporters with story ideas and offering their points of view on subjects, then they'll take the same route they do with politics to make sure their perspective dominates the dialogue. I agree that Rupert Murdoch is not a great example of an ethical journalist, and his media outlets may be biased, but at least he's not a lobbyist.